In the early 1980, I got out of Vietnam and I was in refugee camps for a couple of years. And then finally I was admitted to the United States. I had an uncle here in Louisville, so I chose to come to Louisville. For me, it was very difficult. I left home with a couple of guys and a couple of friends, and we literally walk and bike across Cambodia to get to Thailand. But I was the only one who made it to Thailand. Everybody else got arrested along the way.
How did you fall into business?
When I came here, I was 22 years old. I went to college, first Jefferson Community College here, and then a couple of semesters later, I transferred to the University of Louisville. I graduated from UofL with an engineering degree in 1988, went to work for a local company, and I met a friend who shared the same desire to start our own business. And so we went into business together.
What was that first business?
That first business was the a victim notification business. It started here in Louisville after the death of Mary Byron. She was murdered by her ex-boyfriend, who had been in jail for raping and beating her. When he was released, he came to the place where she worked and killed her. And my friend Michael Davis and I at the time were working for a local engineering firm here, and we thought we could develop a system to automatically notify the victim, and that's what we did.
What are you doing now?
Right now, I'm running IVS. It's a I founded this company 8 years ago, and we've developed accessible voting system to help the blind and the handicapped to vote independently and privately.
What advice, if any, for any entrepreneur who just now freshly coming to the United States, what advice would you have for them?
Well, my experience when I got here is that this society gave us a lot of opportunities, and those opportunities, I believe, will continue to be available to anyone who work hard. So work hard.